Hello and welcome to the Grey Matters podcast on this special edition on July 16, 2023. Today is World Public Relations Day. We celebrate this special day and extend our finest wishes to all PR professionals who work tirelessly on reputation building, communication management and crisis resolution for their partners. The PR industry has evolved into one of the most thriving and critical to India's businesses and governance ecosystem. Today we speak to our director, Dr. Navneet Anand, to seek his views on the status of PR industry and its prospects. Dr. Anand, how do you look at the industry today?
Hello and greetings on World PR Day. Public relations in India has gained immense significance in the communication landscape. The growth and evolution of PR as a profession can be attributed to several factors. As businesses have expanded, the economy has grown, and industries have become more competitive, the need for effective and professional communication has become increasingly evident. Organizations, both in the private and public sectors, have recognized the crucial role of PR in managing their reputations and engaging with stakeholders. This recognition has propelled the growth of the PR industry, leading to the emergence of numerous agencies and independent professionals seeking to leverage this opportunity.
So, what are some key trends in the industry and how do you foresee its future?
Thank you for that question, Jyotsna. There are several clear trends shaping the PR industry in India today. I list some of these important ones. Firstly, the demand for PR agencies has significantly grown, leading to unprecedented growth in the industry. This is driven by the recognition of the importance of effective communication and reputation management. Secondly, the industry is now characterized by a diverse range of agencies. While this provides opportunities, it can also potentially, however, impact service quality and the industry's reputation. Three, the growing aspirational class in smaller cities has contributed to the emergence of regional and local PR agencies. This has created employment opportunities and made local economies more dynamic. Fourth, the Indian government's focus on transparency and digital communication has prompted government agencies to adopt best practices in communication and reputation management. This has created new opportunities for the private sector. Fifth, the digital era has expanded the circumference of audiences, leading to PR agencies catering to a global audience. Sitting in New Delhi, we are required to cater to audiences even in New York. And this means that it requires finesse and quality to meet the diverse needs of a global clientele. Six, the rise of artificial intelligence has raised concerns about its potential disruption to the PR industry. I'm of the firm view that quality PR interventions that require human ingenuity, knowledge, and passions are expected to remain essential, and AI in the foreseeable future will continue to play only a peripheral role. Looking ahead, the PR industry in India is poised for exponential growth. However, it may face challenges due to the presence of non-serious players and issues of quality and service. The industry will also need to address the challenge of acquiring quality human resources and will need to collaborate with academic institutions to share best practices. While technology will enhance efficiency, PR will continue to be human emotion-centric and cannot be reduced to computer program coding. India has the potential to tap into the global communications market, and with government attention and support, it could carve a significant position in the world business by 2030.
Thank you for listening to Grey Matters podcast. Stay tuned.